on the regular. It says things in this expansion of the pasuk. Let's go through the basic. You say this: Shalosh pe'amim bashana yireichol zuchurcha es pnei Hashem elokecha. 3 times a year are we obligated to be oile l'regel. Okay, there's a mitzvah, the araisa, to be oile l'regel shalosh pe'amim bashana. The topic of discussion, reading from Das Knesset Rabbi Gibbs, is bizman hazeh. What are the issues halacha l'maisa bizman hazeh? Regarding the mitzvah deraisa of aliyah l'regel. So first, he cites the Rambam, the machlekes from the Rambam and the Chinuch. A yisoydei stick of machlekes, the Rambam and the Chinuch, the mitzvah aliyah l'regel requires you to bring a carbon oila. Okay, when you go, when you oil l'regel, you do many things. Number one, you oila, you present yourself in the Beis HaMikdash. Number two, you bring a carbon oila, which is called oilas ri'iyah. When you appear before Hashem, you bring a carbon oil, a burnt offering. There's also a mitzvah of a chagiga, of the chagaisem, which means you bring a carbon shlamim, which you eat. And then there is a mitzvah of simcha. Simcha v'samachta b'chagecha, and you can combine the chagiga. When you bring the chagiga is a carbon shlamim, and you can eat it, and eating it, you mekayim, you v'samachta b'chagecha, you have simcha. So he presents Rav Machlekes in the Rambam and the Chinuch, if you mekayim the mitzvah of aliyah l'regel without bringing a carbon oil of the oil asri'iyah. The Rambam explicitly says that it's totally zeb zeh. V'lo yiro'eh ponai reikom. This week's parasha, shalosh pon ba'ashana yiro'eh kol zuchurcha. All of your males shall be seen. And when you are seen, do not be seen by Hashem empty-handed. The Rambam learns that if you come empty-handed, you have not fulfilled the mitzvah deraisa of yeroeh, of appearing in the Beis HaMikdash. It's totally zeh bezeh. Therefore, according to the Rambam, it comes out, bizman hazeh, there is no mitzvah deraisa, period, of aliyah l'regel. Being that bizman hazeh, we cannot bring carbon riyah, an oil asriyah, so it's not shaykh bizman hazeh to bring the mitzvah of aliyah l'regel. The Chinuch disagrees. The Sefer HaChinuch, also a Rishon, holds it's not true that the two are not totally zeh bezeh. There's a mitzvah of Yeroeh to appear in the Beis HaMikdash, and there's a mitzvah to bring carbon oila. Just because you can have a carbon oila, it has no effect on the mitzvah of Yeroeh. So according to the Chinuch Bezman Azeh, theoretically, there is a mitzvah, Doiraisa, to appear in the Beis HaMikdash, Bezman Azeh, 3 times a year during the Shalosh Regalim. Now, there's another problem. The problem here is, where exactly do you have to appear? Do you have to appear when you come to the Kaisel Hamaravi? Is that called appearing? Or do you have to go on the Har Habayis? Okay, maybe that would be getting involved in the controversy of the Har Habayis. Right? Do you have to be on the Har Habayis to climb the mitzvah? Or that's not enough. You have to be in the Azorah. So, making a long story short, according to the vast majority of the Rishonim, the mitzvah, the rites of Re'iyah, is to be in the Azorah. Kaisel HaMaravi, the Kaisel Plaza outside the Har Habayis, is not enough. Even going on the Har Habayis, okay, those who okay, and that's not my business, but those who go on the Har Habayis, the Rabbanim who will permit to go on the Har Habayis, and they follow all the rules, and they're very careful, they're meticulous not to go in the area of the Azara, of the going to Har Habayis, not the area of the Azara. So that is not a fulfillment of Leiraos to appear before the Ribbono Shel Olam on the Shalosh Regalim.
Is the Dome of the Rock on the Makom of the Azara and the Devir?
Well, that's a big mystery. That's really part of the big question. No, they will tell you yes. Many people will tell you yes, but it's not. Nothing is muchrach. Nothing is absolute. One thing can very well be is that the Har Habayis was expanded. The Har Habayis is only the Mishnah in Masechta Midot says the Har Habayis is 500 amos by 500 amos. Okay, it's 500 by 500. There is no doubt, according to even the Chazon Ish's amos, is that the Temple Mount, the way it's outlined today, is much larger at least in one direction than 500 amas by 500 amas. It's large. Even the biggest chumras I don't know all the details. So the question is, what does that mean exactly? So some want to say is that the big debate is only the original 500 amas by 500 amas has kedusha of the Har Habayis. Everything else does not have kedusha of the Har Habayis. It was expanded by Hurdis at the end of the Bayis Sheni, but it does not have the kedusha of the Har Habayis. Others say no. Beis Din expanded the kedusha. The Mishnah was referring to the Bayis Rishon, and the Chachomim in the time of Hurdis, they were Mekadesh. They were sanctifying the entire area of the Temple Mount. So everything in that area is Kodesh with the Kedusha of the Har Habayis, which makes it into Machane Leviyah. The whole area is Machane Leviyah, which upgrades the entire status there as Machane Leviyah. But it does not mean it's the Azara. The Azara is Machane Shechina. Then the next big mystery is, well, where exactly in Machane Leviyah is Machane Shechina. So if you don't go into the Azara, you're okay. You're going into Machane Leviyah, but you're not Machane Shechina. So it's okay. Only problem is, you can't be a Zav. Okay, there is a problem going to Machane Shechina. If you hold that the entire Temple Mount, the entire area going on the Temple Mount is Machane Shechina, it appears from what I've read, there's only one issue. The only one issue is a Zav. Are we Bizman Hazeh only Tomei Tumas Keri, or are we also possibly Tomei Tumas Ziva? A Zav. What? Tumas Mei is not a problem. Tumas Mei is only a problem to go to Machane Shechina. Machane Shechina. So we're not going into Machane. No one's allowing you to go into the Azara. And let's say we know where the Azara is, or we know generally where the Azara is, so you're not going into the Azara. So there's really no problem. So what's the problem? So you're only going into the Temple Mount. First of all, not even according to some opinions. First of all, the Ravid holds, there's no Kedusha, period. You can even go all the way in, you can go all the way wherever you want. There's zero Kedusha. So the Ravid, you can rely upon the Ravid. Then there's a tzad to say that even on the Har Habayis itself, it's only the original 500 Amos. So where they're walking around is not even Machane Leviyah. It's Machane Yisrael. It's Yerushalayim. If you want to be Machmer and say that it's Machane Leviyah, they were Moisif, has Kedusha, so what? A Tomei Meis can go there. A Balkari can go there. But a Tomei Ziv, maybe Balkari, maybe not. No, Balkari maybe can't go there. I remember. But that you can go to Mikvah for. Go to Mikvah for. But a Zav can go there. So that's a Shiloh. How do we know today who is a Zav, who is not a Zav? Maybe we'll talk about Ziva. That's a chumrah. That's a different topic. We're going off the topic. So the question over here is: So what about? According to most of the poskim, so he still cannot be kind of miss the raisa. So Billy, it's a very interesting idea. He recites over some of the farshim in Echnami. The mitzvah is not necessarily to step in the azara. The mitzvah is to see the azara. So therefore, b'zman hazeh you can be kind of the mitzvah the raisa of aliyah l'regel according to the Rambam. According to the chinuch, who holds that it's not totally in the carbon, by standing on Har Tzofim or wherever you find a good hotel room where you can see the Mekoyim Hoazara. So Bizman Hazeth, that's how you can be Mekoyim the Mitzvah de Araisa. You have to get with all the different levels. What? Harazes, there are many areas, okay? There are many different places where you can stand, different areas, vantage points where you can stand, and you can see the makam of the Azara. That would be, according to the Chinuch, a mitzvah de'oraisa b'zman hazeh, you are yeh-ro'eh. Yeh-ro'eh is doimer to yireh. Yireh, yeh-ro'eh. Seeing. You have to be seen. If you are seen, it means you can see. It's a two-way street. That's the general rule.
How are you seen from your hotel room?
How are you seen? If you can see, then they can see you. Isn't that the general rule? Peekaboo? Theoretically speaking, if you have a vantage point, if you can see, you can see, that means someone can see you, right? Isn't it? Generally, it's two-way.
Yeah.
Okay, generally. Okay, you're telling me you go look through a little teeny hole, you can't really see you, but Hashem can see you through the hole also. Hashem anyway can see you. But generally, that's the rules. Therefore, we have to remember all the steps. All this, the basic yisoides. We have a machlekes, the Rambam, and the Chinuch. Does the carbon, does Re'iyah require carbon? Oila! The Rambam says it does. Melech, according to the Rambam, there's nothing to talk about. He came in kind of the midst of his man hazeh. According to the Chinuch, it's not holy zebizeh. It is din ri'ah. But even according to the Chinuch, you have to be oil go to the Azora. Going into the Temple Mount is not enough. Certainly going to the Kaisan Ravi is not enough. So how do you go to the Azor b'zman hazeh? Impossible. Now let it go to the Azor. You tell me mace. There's no excuse whatsoever for that. You can't do that. Even those who go on the Temple Mount, they don't go into the Azara. So Teretz says, who's there to go to the Azara? It's in the Ri'iyah. Ri'iyah is you have to see the Azara. As long as you can see the Azara, you are in business. Period. Now, next idea. The next issue is, some say that everything we just said is not true. Going even to the Kaisel Hamaravi is enough. It doesn't mean you have to manage go, you have to see the Azara, and it's based upon a Medrash. The Medrash says, Hinoch Yofer Ayosi, Noch Yofer Nayach Yoidim. The Chazal compared, the Medrash goes on to say, this Medrash in Shir Hashirim, that just like Ma Yoina Zu, Eina Mishakeches Kino, does not forget her nest, Kach Yisrael, Afi Shachara Beis Hamikdash, Loi Botlu Gimel Regalim. It's a Beferisha Medrash, and this Medrash seems to indicate. Medrash came before the Rambam, before all the Shittas, is that maybe it's, I don't know, maybe it doesn't mean it's a deraisa, but just like a yoina always knows where the nest is, even if the nest has been destroyed and removed, Klal Yisrael, they come back to their nest, the Beis Hamikdash, even though the Beis Hamikdash has been destroyed. So that means, according to the Medrash, the mitzvah aliyah l'regel is to come as close to where the Mokayim was. Even though you cannot follow the conditions of bringing carbon oil on, you cannot actually step foot in the Azara, coming to the place where the Shechina has never departed. The Kaisel Hamaravi, the Makam Chazal say that is more than enough in the kind of the mitzvah deraisa of Aliyah Leregel. Okay, now, next issue regarding Aliyah Leregel. There's another issue. Another issue is, we should be aware there's a Tosfos. Tosfos in the Sechta Psachim asks a question regarding Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, who was not Oile L'Regel. Why was he, he was not Oile L'Regel, this Amora. Tosfos there says something very, very shocking. The reason why he was not Oile L'Regel was because either he was a Zokin, he was an elderly man, it was too difficult, or because Sheloy hoyoloy karka. He did not own karka. Period. And therefore, you're exempt. You're exempt from going leregel. Other ends as well. Azakim sheloy yochla halach biraglav. The part of pasach memuria. Inami nitzivin chutz le'aretz. Or he was in chutz le'aretz. He was far away. Okay, whatever it is, let's focus on this. He didn't have karka. What in the world does that mean? So simply it means that I don't even know what it means simply. What is, so what, it's a very disturbing choice. What does that mean? If you don't have karka, you're not chayiv to go to Eretz, you're not chayiv in Alila Rega. What does that mean exactly? And it simply means you have to have karka in Eretz Yisrael. If you don't own karka in Eretz Yisrael, you don't have a chelik in Eretz Yisrael, you have no mitzvah aliyah l'regel. It seems that aliyah l'regel is only those who are living in Eretz Yisrael. If you live in Eretz Yisrael, you have an obligation to go to Yerushalayim. But if you don't live in Eretz Yisrael, so he says, you have no chiv. You have no chiv to go to Yerushalayim. You have to be there to be chayiv in the mitzvah. Tosfos seems to be saying even more than that. Even if you happen to be in Eretz Yisrael, but you're only renting an apartment, or you're in a hotel, that's not called that you have a chelik in Eretz Yisrael, which is a prerequisite to go to Yerushalayim. It's a very, very shocking approach to, you have to, I don't know how he's diagnosed this in the Pasuk. Tosfos says this. Tosfos says, in order to be chayv aliyah l'regel, you have to have a certain prerequisites. The prerequisites are that you are a resident of the Holy Land. You have an Israeli passport. You have citizenship. You have land. So once already you're living in Eretz Yisrael, now you have to go to the next step and go to Yerushalayim for the Shalosh Regalim. But if you don't even have the basics, you're not a citizen, you don't have residence in Eretz Yisrael, you have no obligation to go two steps, to go to Eretz Yisrael, and then to go to Eretz Yisrael to Yerushalayim. That's simply what Tosfos seems to be saying, and that is the very big chiddush. However, many of the Farshim, they say another pshat in Tosfos, which is even more shocking. A prerequisite, not a prerequisite, but part of the bracha that it says, but the mitzvah lili regal is, v'lo yachmoid ish artzecha. That when you oil el regal, people had, and you're living in Eretz Yisrael, or for that matter, in Chutz Liaretz, doesn't really make a difference where you are, it's in the soil. How can I be oil regal? Who's going to watch my property? If I pick myself up and go away for a month, everyone knows I'm not home. They're going to rob my property. They're going to rob my house. They're going to rob my field. I have things growing in my vineyard, in my field. Someone's going to come into my property. I'm not home. They're going to steal all of my assets. So the Torah says, do not worry. I will be the shomer. You go to Eretz Yisrael, to Yerushalayim, v'lo yachmoid ish artzecha. So he cites here, in the name of many of the Mefarshim, an awesome chiddush. If you do not own karka somewhere in this world, lav davka in Eretz Yisrael, in America, if you don't have karka in America, you cannot fulfill this condition of lo yachmoid ish es artzecha. I have nothing to worry about. I have liquid assets. All my money is in Swiss bank accounts. Right? What do I have already? It's in a safety vault. I don't own karka. I don't have to worry about. Mimela, you don't have the prerequisite to the oil of the regal. Isn't that a chiddush?
Yeah,
unbelievable. Never heard such thing before. That's what it says. I'm not making this up. This is the chiddush why chantaisis, or even mesera, a condition to be chayim in the midst of aliyah leregel.
This
gemara is the beginning of Masechta Pesachim, Daf Gimel Amid Beis. Taisis Dibra Hamaschil may aleha. The gemara is going on a story of Yehuda ben Beseira, and the gemara is the Taisis Kasha. Why didn't he go leregel? The gemara gives him many reasons. Taisis Apella. What Tosfos says, he quotes over here the Mishneh LeMelech. He quotes this Tosfos and he says, Toma b'divrei HaTosfos, the cause of Yosef Davar, Shedivrei HaTosfos mehascholosam v'atzoifam tzrichim etzli Talmud. The Mishneh LeMelech says, I don't understand one word of this Tosfos. it's a pella what Tosfos says, that if you don't have that. If you don't have karka, you're not chayiv in the mitzvah aliyah l'regel, and everyone struggles, what exactly does Tosfos mean? Amongst the perushim is this concept that if you don't own karka somewhere in the world, you cannot fulfill this condition of lo yachmoid ish artzecha. Okay, let's go to another quickly citing called the regel. What about the mitzvah? There's another mitzvah in the Gemara, Masechta Rosh Hashanah, that says, chayiv adam lahakbil p'nei rabbi b'regel. It's an extension to Mitzvah Deraisa. You're mechuyev min haTorah to be mekabel your Rebbe on the Shalosh Regalim. You have a Rebbe, whoever your Rebbe may be, whoever you hold to be the one who taught you Roif Chachamos. I don't know if people say they don't have this anymore, so you know, it's not even a Shaila. A Rebbe is a person who taught you Roif Chachamos, but if a person who has such a Rebbe, he has a chiyev Deraisa to mekabel his Rebbe on the Shalosh Regalim. Just like it says the pasuk of Lo Yirup of Shalosh Pamashana Yira called Surchas Pnei Hashem Lokecha. Pnei Hashem Lokecha is a ribui, not just the Hashem, but the rabbis Talmidei Chachamim, who your Rebbe is. Question: we discussed until now Ali Regel Bizman Hazeh. Is there a mitzvah to Eraisa Bizman Hazeh to be makabel your Rebbe Shalosh Pamim Bashana? On the Shalosh Regalim, whoever your Rebbe may be, whoever you hold to be your Rebbe, are you Makayim, a mitzvah, deraisa, to Makabel your Rebbe? So he cites over here a fascinating chiddush from the Rebbe Behuda. Maybe this starts with the Kasha. Kasha is, we know by the Isha Hashunamis, her son died. The child died, so she says to her husband, I'm going out of town for a few days. So the husband says, who's going to make dinner for me? Who's going to do the laundry? Why do you have to go? You want to go to Makabel Pnei Rabbah? You want to go be Makabel, your seminary teacher? Le'chodesh v'le'shabbos. It's not Rosh Chodesh, and it's not Shabbos. Why are you going to visit your seminary teacher? Why are you leaving me? What's going to be with dinner? So Noli Buda says, what about, so why isn't there a mitzvah? You see from this pasuk, that the husband of the Isha Hashunam says, there's a mitzvah. Obviously, there's an inyan of going to the Rebbe on Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos. So why does the Gemara only say there's a mitzvah deraisa as an extension of Shalosh Pa'am Bashana Yerukol's Urchas Pnei Hashem Elokecha? Why stop on Shabbos? I mean, the Shalosh Regalim. Every Shabbos and every Rosh Chodesh, there should be a mitzvah deraisa to mekabel your Rebbe. It's a pasuk. So the Rebbe says it can't be. Obviously, it's a nice thing to do, but you can't tell me it's a mitzvah deraisa for a very simple reason. Shelo yehei the kavod of a boss of Adam be more choshev than the kavod of the Ribbono shel Olam. The way he actually says when it comes to saying Kriya Shema, when mekabel Kriya Shema twice a day, Menela, don't give kavod to your Rebbe more than twice a day. Don't stand up for your Rebbe more than twice a day. What that means, okay, you give kavod in the morning, and you give kavod at night, but don't give kavod to your Rebbe in the afternoon. Because if you're going to give kavod to your Rebbe three times a day, you're giving more kavod to your Rebbe than you give kavod to the Ribbono shel Olam. You're only mekabel Hashem twice a day, so the Rebbe also. Memela, when it comes to Riyas Pnei Rebbe, going to Kabbalah's Panim, to the Rebbe, it cannot be that you're chayiv to go with him on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, because you're only chayiv to mekabel the Ribbono shel Olam three times a year, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. So if you're going to tell me you're chayiv the Rebbe Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, and every Rosh Chodesh and every Shabbos, this is you're giving more cover to the Rebbe than you're giving cover to the Ribbono shel Olam. So it can't be. It's a good thing to do. It's a nice thing, but it's not in mitzvah. Memela by extension, the Neid of Yudah says. The Neid of Yudah says, Memela, since Bizman Hazeh, there's no mitzvah. That was the whole discussion, really. Ruba de Ruba, Bizman Hazeh, we paskin that there is no mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. Lefi the Rambam, we'd start away off the bat. There's no mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel Bizman Hazeh because around me you have to be a carbon. If you can't bring a carbon. Then you can't be oil the regal. So through the Rambam, it doesn't even start. And even according to the other Poskim that say that the chinuch that it's not dependent upon bringing a carbon, there's a problem also. You have to go into the azara. We can't go into the azara. Question: we have a solution that you can see the azara. That's not necessarily an answer that satisfies all opinions. So maybe it's not mamish deraisa. And then certainly according to those, okay, so since today it's not muchrach that is a mitzvah de oraisa of aliyah l'regel, and also if you don't have karka, not everyone owns karka, okay, so you can't be kayim, and if you live in chutz liaretz, some place can say if you live in chutz liaretz, you're potter, and if you don't own karka, even if you live in Eretz Yisrael, you don't own karka, you're potter, because you can't be kayim, yach min chutz aretzicha. So there are so many different solutions, so many different situations where you're potter from Aliyah L'Regel. If you're potter from Aliyah L'Regel Deraisa, it cannot be Yechayiv in Aliyah to your Rebbe. Because then it would be that the Aliyah to your Rebbe is more chomer, you're more cover to a boss of Adam than it is to give cover to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The cover you give to a boss of Adam is totally equal to, in proportion to the cover you give to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Since you can't do Hashem. What? So he just says it means it was a nice thing to do, but it's not a din, it's not a halacha. If we don't find in Shulchan Aruch or the Rambam or any Chaim Chazal. She said to him, "You're right. I have something important to ask
you."
What?
I'm going
anyway. I have something important to talk about. So okay, fine. You want to go? You go. But it's not to be a right that it's a din deraisa. Okay, so that is his yisoid. It's a beautiful yisoid. The kvod of the Rebbe cannot be greater than the kvod of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And being that Bizman Hazeh, according to most poskim, there is no mitzvah deraisa. There is no mitzvah deraisa for the Ribbono Shel Olam. It cannot be there's a mitzvah deraisa to give kvod to your Rebbe. Okay, another two quick issues that are very simple issues. Number one is Bizman Hazeh, are we chayav to bring korbanos? So first of all, you have to know there's a machlokes, the Rambam and the Raiva. The Rambam holds that the kedusha of the Mokam HaMikdash is in full force. It's in full force. Just because the Mikdash was destroyed, Kedusha, Shni Kitcha, the Shaita, the Kitcha, the Asalava, there's no Chilik, and that's why you can't go on Temple Mount. You got to be very, very careful where you go, because the Kedusha is in full force, and a Tamei Meis, who goes there with no reasons, Chayv Azor, who goes there, Chayv Misa, Bidei Shem, Chayv Karis, Mela is in full force. The Ravid strongly disagrees. The Ravid holds, that there's no kiddusha on the Temple Mount bizman hazeh whatsoever. You can walk there, do whatever you want. There's no kiddusha. L'fi l'ravid, it's impossible bizman hazeh to bring a carbon because there's no kiddusha. There has to be a re-sanctification of the Mokum before you can bring a carbon. But according to the Rambam, there is Kedusha. It's a very, very tough question. Why don't we bring, there is no answer. Why indeed do we not bring Karbonos Bizman Hazeh? Why not? You're going to tell me with Tomei Meis, Tumra Chutra B'tzibur. You're going to tell me that we don't have Shkolim, the Karbonos must be... Well, you'll tell me that we don't have, it was not purchased from the Machzis HaShekel. Someone can give a donation and can say all of this money should be the property of the Gantz Klal Yisrael. That's not an issue. You're going to tell them we don't have Kohanim Yuchasim? You don't need Kohanim Yuchasim. Gedoy lechazaka. If you have a chazaka, he gets kain and shul. That's good enough. It's good enough.
But they can't eat the carbon.
Why can't eat the carbon? The tamei, so they won't eat the carbon. So we'll burn it. But you can bring the carbon.
It's like pigle.
No, it's not pigle. It's not pigle. No.
That's not pigle.
I'm sorry, that's not pigle. So you won't eat the carbon. You'll shech the carbon. You'll bring the dam. You'll make a mizbeach. You don't have the place of the mizbeach. Listen, you do the best you can. You do the best you can. There are different opinions. We know quite a bit today. And the Rabbanim can come together, have a consensus, you follow the majority opinion, have a Sanhedrin, you follow the majority opinion, there are going to be different opinions exactly where is the Mokum HaMikdash, where is, there are different calculations, there are different ways, there are different people, very smart people out there, and they can make a halachic decision based upon majority, where they feel is the Mokum HaMizbech. Torah Lav
Hashemayim. What the heck we're doing?
What?
Do we know what we're doing?
Why don't we know what we're doing?
There
are koyalim who sit the whole day and learn kachin. The Chavetz Chaim gets credit for this. He taught people, no one until this time, no one learned kachin. He taught you have to be ready, the mishkan can be built. You know how many swam there are? There are experts. You know, Bidi Kahuna? It's not ma'akev, Bidi Kahuna. You have tchela? It's not ma'akev. Piran the Murex, good enough. It's not, all of these things are not ma'akev. They're not ma'akev. So it's taka pella, why we don't bring, so you tell, the big pella is karm pesach, because pesach is karis. Other kribanois, there's no karis. But Pesach is Karis. So why don't we do it? The answer really is only one reason. World War III would start if you would do it. That's really the only reason. That's the only reason. World War, well, there are two reasons. First of all, there's no Achlus and Klal Yisrael to give one person to do it. That's one reason. And number two, even if we did have the Achlus, the Goyim would go crazy. They would go berserk. The World War III would start.
They put up the metal detectors.
Because all of the other reasons, all of the other reasons can be worked out if we really wanted to work them out. We don't want, the problem is also, we don't want to work them out. We want it to be Eish Min HaShemayim. That's what we want. We want smoke, we want hocus pocus. That's what we want. We don't want it to work out. But if we really wanted it to work out according to Halacha, guess what? It can be done. It can be done. All the Gedolei Hadar can come together, and they can decide a consensus, a majority, how we can in the best Torah Lav Hashemayim. You can come to a consensus how it should be done. We don't want it to work out. We don't want to have a consensus. The Goyim are going to kill us if we even think about doing it. So in the middle, that's why we don't bring Kurbanos. Okay, the last thing on this topic is: Are you chayav metaher beregel? Are you mechuyev to go to mikvah, the zman hazeh, for the shalosh regalim? It's one of the halachas. Chayiv is a pasuk in the Torah, and it says, it's a pasuk, the Gemara's a drasha, to teach you that you chayiv to be mitahir to go to mikvah. It's a very interesting question why we don't do this, why we're not makbid on this. It would appear that there's a chayiv d'oraisa of the zman hazeh to go to mikvah to make a bracha. Every man should go to a mikvah, his local mikvah, and you come out with a bracha. Every man, because the mitzvah derives of chayiv adam latahar beregel, why don't we do it? I don't know, he doesn't really explain why. It's a pasuk in the Torah, the Gemara makes a drasha of tahara. Oh, you'll tell me that there's no, we need the tumas meis. We're all tumas meis because we have the paraduma water. Okay, so tumas meis we can't do anything about. But tumas keri, you can do. Tumas keri, you can 100% cleanse yourself from tumas keri by going into a mikvah. So for that should be a token fulfillment of what the Torah demands of us. He does cite one gadol from one who made with the kadmain who went to make made a bracha. Hitaka went to make on the shalosh regam. He made a bracha al hatzvila. He says a derech agav. It says Rav Moshe Feinstein, erev Yom Kippur went to a mayan. He didn't just go to a regular mikvah. He went to a mayan, a place of natural bath, because in order to be mitar from tumas ziva, you can mitar. In order to be mitar from ziva, you need mayim chayim. So Rav Moshe, erev Yom Kippur, he went to be mitar from ziva. We don't know what ziva is. Ziva, as far as we're concerned, is something similar to shechva zera to carry 2 days in a row. What? 2 days in a row or 2 years?
Seven colors.
So we don't know what it is.
Does it exist today?
Oh, that's the question. That is a mystery.
They say gonorrhea. It's something like gonorrhea.
We don't know. We don't know if it exists. Pashut is not. But you never know. And if a person is talking to Mazria, of Tumas Ziva, so he needs a Mayan. So that's one of the reasons why it's not a great idea to go to Temple Mount. Because Temple Mount, even if it's only the Harbayas, and you're a Zav, so it's Karis. Who can say today that they're not a Zav? Okay, if a person has Sheikh Bazar 2 days in a row, even 1 day in a row, two separate Maris of Ziva, which we don't even know what it looks like. It could be the same exact thing as Sheikh Bazara, he may be a Zav. And a Zav, you have to have Mayim Chaim, and if you don't have Mayim Chaim, so then you still tell me you have to have 7 Dikim, Zayin Dikim for man, and Mayim Chaim. So that everyone who goes to Temple Mount, they were Nizra and Zayin Dikim, and going into Mayim Chaim, no, they're not. Maybe tell me the people there are. So that's why one of the reasons why Gedolim, one of many, there are many reasons why not to go, but that's one of the many reasons why not to go. He, Kusayat, was very interested there. Moshe Tak, he went to a Mayan. Uvein zeh mis'omra sha'agoyin of Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, diktik be'erev Yom HaKippurim, litvol b'mayan haroi l'tvila zav. Pella. What? I don't know. Pella, what it says here.